God laid this message on my heart right on Friday morning before I began to lead the early morning prayers as usual. And oftentimes, God will remind me, personally speaking, I've had encounters with God in this wise, that God will do something for me and it will take me about 5 minutes before I say thank you. And then the Holy Spirit will nudge me and say, why did you have to wait that long to say thank you? Then I will repent and say, Lord, I'm sorry. God is teaching me to react immediately to whatever he does for me. Amen? And it's not once, it's not twice, it's not even 10 times that, hey, you've not said thank you. And that Friday morning, it became very strong in my heart. And he said, is this period of fasting and praying? You all have been asking and asking and asking. But there's not enough of appreciation. And I found out that many times, that is always what is most lacking in the church. That is always most lacking in the midst of the children of God. And God is not saying that thanksgiving should just be because he does something. That thanksgiving is a lifestyle. Then he began to show me from scriptures some of the things which I'm going to share with us this morning. And I hope that your heart will be open to receive it. It's the scripture. It's not my word. I want to start with a story. Luke 17, 11 to 19. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. I want you to note that. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go, show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger that is not in the commonwealth of Israel. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Father, breathe upon your word. Holy Spirit of God, we are in expectation today. Lord, I pray that we will not go disappointed. But Lord, you will write the truth of your word indelibly in our hearts. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Before I go deep into this scripture, I need to share something very important that I want to remind us of. The Bible makes us to understand in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 5, and Verse 9. This is talking about the angels in heaven singing. And they sung a new song, or the people singing, they sung a new song. Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood. Out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And he has made us unto God, kings and priests, and we shall reign. And I beheld the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and of the elders, and the numbers were 10,000 and 10,000 times, and so on and so forth, saying, loud voice, worship. Worthy, rather, is the Lamb that was slain. Receive power and riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, blessings. Every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are there are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor, glory and power unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever. And the four beasts said, amen, and so on and so forth. Let's flip back to where I exactly want before I join into that. Verse 11, chapter 4. It says, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things. How many things? Come on, everybody. All things. You have created all things. Why? For thy pleasure. They are and were created. I am created for God's pleasure. God is the reason why I was made. God is the reason why I am alive. God is the reason why you are alive. It is God who gave you life. It is God who gave your life meaning. It is God who gave you existence. It is God who has a plan for you. It is God who has a purpose for you. God does not exist for you to use. God created you so that he can use you, so that he can use me for his glory. Did I hear an amen to that? So it's important that we stop acting as if we are doing God a favor. It is God that is doing us a favor. One of his favors we enjoy today is sleeping and waking up and being able to come into his presence. Hallelujah. When you understand that, and it settles within your spirit, man, giving God glory, giving God thanks all of the time will not be a problem. But when it is time to give God praise, when it is time to honor God with your substance, and you become reluctant, and your attitude, let me tell you something. God is watching your attitude. God is watching my attitude. God is looking inside deep at your motive. No human being alive can ever say that God has not done anything for them. Just because you are alive, it means God has done something for you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why in the presence of God, just like children to their parents, good parents, our God is a good God. When my children wake up in the morning, I've told you before, when they see me to come and say, good morning, daddy, it's as if I've been away for 6 months. You will think, oh, we didn't see each other last night. Because the joy is like a wrestling match. Jumping and everything. The same thing when they are going to bed in the night to say good night. Even though they reluctantly don't want to go to bed, because the question is, if you are still awake, why shouldn't we still also be awake? But then, when they eventually go, it's still the same attitude, jumping and climbing just to say, good night, and I love you. As a parent, I never forget to tell my children I love them. At least I'll say 4 or 5 times in a day. And that's the truth. If I don't, they will question it. Praise the Lord. So there has to be a level of joy, a high level of joy within us when we come into the presence of God. We have to approach Him joyfully. Joy commands God's presence, because wherever joy is, God is not far away. Hallelujah. Joy is a major factor. If you want your prayers to be answered, there has to be joy in your heart. Joy. And when you pray, there is expectation. Expectation is hope. Hope elicits joy. And joy of expectation propels thanksgiving. Remember the scripture we just read this morning from the bulletin? Isaiah 12:3. I'm just going to read only one part of it. Therefore, with joy ye shall draw water out of the wells of salvation. The wells of salvation are so many benefits in it for you. There is goodness. There is favor. There is breakthrough. There is advancement. There is promotion. And everything you need. The Bible says only joy is the bucket that can bring whatever you need out of the well of salvation. Because salvation is a compound word. Salvation is not just being saved and go to heaven. Salvation is totality of all that God has available for you and I. Hallelujah. At the root of answered prayers, you can't go too far. You find love, you find faith, and you find thanksgiving. The story of these lepers. They were lepers. They were inconvenient every day. Scratches, paws coming out of their hands. Their bodies being eaten alive in their presence. And suddenly they saw Jesus. They couldn't come near. Mercy can call from afar. But only thanksgiving can bring you close. And I'm going to prove it to you. They stood afar off, the Bible said, and begged for mercy. Mercy will hear. Because nobody has a right with God. Only God has the right. And Jesus heard them. Jesus did not pray for them. Jesus only gave them an instruction. And most of the time, that is what happens before you receive your miracle. Instruction. Jesus just said, you know what? Go and show yourselves to the priest. Hallelujah. Why? Because they are ostracized from the society. The priest will verify them cleansed. The moment Jesus said go, in the eyes of Jesus, in the eyes of God, they were already cleansed. Hallelujah. Because whatever he says is what he means, and what he means is what he says. The priest verifies them cleansed, and the priest authorizes them to be admitted back into the society. For 9 of them to get back into the society was the most important thing to them. But only one Only one who said, you know what? Admittance to the society can wait. That will always be there. That is already a settled matter. Praise the Lord. But before I move on that area, one thing we want to learn from these lepers is that, or former lepers, as it were, is that they obeyed Jesus. They didn't question and say, why touch us? He heal us now. As soon as he said, go and show yourself to the priest, they turned and were on their way to show themselves unto the priest. The Bible says in Hebrews 10:36, cast not away therefore your confidence. Confidence in the word of God. Confidence in the truth of the word of God. That confidence in God has a great recompense of reward. That's what he says. Then he says you need patience. That after you have done the will of God. The will of God is in this instance is for them to go to the priest. Because God ordered it and authorized it according to the law of Moses. Then he said, ye might receive the promise. You see, in life, you can't jump foundation and then you go to the top. At some point, you have to come down to the foundation again. Because if there's nothing that sustains you at the bottom, everything you build at the top is going to collapse. That is what thanksgiving is. Thanksgiving is foundational to everything we are building in life, to everything we are doing, to everything we are in expectation of. These 10 lepers were all healed, but only one thought it right. Only one thought it important that he should come back and say thank you to the healer before going to the priest. The others were like, well, he said we should go to the priest. I've gotten what I came for, and that's the end. And that's the way many of us are. The moment God gives you a reprieve or respite a little bit, you are gone AWOL. You are no more there. Nothing about God seems important anymore. I told us the story of Obed-Edom. Obed-Edom had the Ark of the Covenant in his house. And many thought, oh, just because the Ark was in his house, then he became blessed. No! The way he treated the Ark was the reason why he was blessed. His attitude towards the Ark was the reason why he was. Not just because the Ark was there. If that be the case, the Ark was in the Philistines' country too. Why were they not blessed? They treated it with disdain. They put it together with Dagon, and Dagon had to bow and break into pieces. Hallelujah. Obed-Edom revered the presence of God, honored the presence of God, appreciated the presence of God, and in 3 months, his life changed. The day David heard and said, Obed-Edom is blessed, oh, he said, let's go and carry the ark. They took the ark from the house of Obed-Edom. I told us, go and research it. This month is Black History Month. Obed-Edom was a black man. Was black. Obed-Edom left his house as they were taking the ark back to Jerusalem. Guess what he decided to do? He decided to be a doorman where the ark was kept. That I can't lose that presence. I have to stay close. I have to always be there. I can't just because they've taken it away from my house, then I shouldn't bother anymore. You know what? That church is too far away. So let me find another church. It doesn't matter which kind church. Let me tell you something. When you leave Wisdom Assembly for any reason, I won't fight you, I won't bite you. But let me tell you something. If you go to any church where the truth is not being said, where you are not challenged by the word of God, guess what? Your value begins to reduce and you are going to be killing yourself bit by bit. Not me. I am committed to God to speak the truth. This man turned back. Probably asked the other nine, guys, look at us. Let's go back. And then legally we'll say, but he said, we should go to the priest. The priest will always be there. But let thanksgiving be at the top of our heart. Let's go back and say thank you. You know, I said some time ago, appreciation has a way of breaking yokes and lifting burdens of your life. Appreciation gives you freedom. If you have not said thank you, your heart will still be heavy and Satan will poke you. Hallelujah. These nine, yes, they will be admitted into the society, but he weighed on one. I can't delay. I have to go back and give him glory. If I go to be admitted into the society, peradventure, there might be a reason why I will not be able to find my way back to go and say thank you. You know, when you postpone the right thing, you end up not doing it. Come on, somebody. When you keep postponing the right thing to do, it's just like when you wake up in the morning, maybe you overslept, no matter how many times the alarm sounded. And you say, oh, I'm late. Let me go. I'll pray later. You might end up never praying that day. Hello, somebody. Something might hold me back from going to say thank you. But guess what? He dared the consequences of going to the priest at the time. Said, I'm going to him. Listen, the first time they saw Jesus, they couldn't come close. They were far off. And somebody might say, it was because he was a leper. He was unclean. But let me tell you, the woman with the issue of blood, was she clean? But she touched Jesus. Amen? And this is where I want to say another thing. Light does not run from darkness. Hello? It is darkness that runs away from light. Some people will say, the people in this city, they are too much troubling me. I'm leaving. It's just like saying, I leave Africa. I'm going abroad. You deceive yourself. They monitor you, they follow you. I will never leave anywhere because of any evil. That evil will live because of me. I'm a child of light. Anywhere light goes, darkness must disappear. This is the truth. This man, he began to bow. And guess what? He got to the feet of Jesus. He now did what? He got where? To the feet. He bowed, thanking him. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Until he got to the feet of Jesus. Now he's able to touch him. Now he's closer to him. Hallelujah. Psalm 100 says, enter his gates with what? Thanksgiving. Without thanksgiving, you have no access to God. Without
thanksgiving, you have no proximity to God. You may pray all you like. It is God ordained. There is the gate. There is the court. And there is the inner sanctuary. Amen. And let me tell you, it is thanksgiving that opens the gate. I will enter his gate. I will his courts with praise. He says, enter, not maybe if you like. It becomes a command. Enter his gates before you can stand in his courts. From the reading this morning, I told us, thanksgiving is an acknowledgement of the goodness of God. Praise is an acknowledgement of the greatness of God. Then worship is the acknowledgement of the holiness of God. So when you get into the inner court and you are before his throne, that's when you can worship. Hallelujah. That's why when we praise him, sing his praise, glorify him, return glory to him. Praise is like saying back to God what God said about himself in his greatness. I am the I am that I am. I am the God of Jacob. I am the God of Abraham. So I go back to him in praise. After I have said, thank you, Lord, because you have been good to me. Thank you, Lord, because you have been so wonderful to me. Thank you, Lord, because you have given me life. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity you bestowed on me every day. You are the great I am. You are the God of Abraham. You are the God of Isaac. You are the God of Jacob. You are the I am that I am, the Most High God, the ever living Father, the Lord of grace and glory. You begin from the thanksgiving. You progress into praising him. Then you get into the point of worship where you bow before his throne. I bow before your throne. I bow before your throne. I bow before your throne. But you can't get to his throne without thanksgiving. You can't get to his throne without praise. You can only get there by thanksgiving. It's your access. That's why in the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the first Sunday of the month is put aside so that we can begin the month with appreciation. Hallelujah. Saying, Lord, I'm grateful for what you have done for me before. You know, from the reading I said, if I give you something and you don't show appreciation, how can you come back? There's no way. There's no way. Because immediately I look at you as an ingrate. This person doesn't deserve to be blessed. This person doesn't deserve it. But you are blessed and you are able to say, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm grateful, I'm grateful, I'm grateful. I told us recently, this time, are you sure it's correct? I'm going to continue next week. Let me end with this. I've not finished this story, but let me end with this. It's a testimony. You know, David was in the back of the desert in Judea, keeping the sheep of his father. And somebody was talking about him in the palace. Hallelujah. And said, this vacant position, I know somebody who can really do this thing? David didn't apply. Praise the Lord. Then he was brought to the palace to begin to play for the king. And every day he was playing for the king. He did not know he was looking at the throne that he was going to sit upon. But now, I don't know how many of us I shared this with. Last week, or the week before, was it? Week before. I got a phone call from the special advisor to the general overseer, who is our chairman in North America, Pastor Fadel. My wife was there when the phone call came in. And he said he wants me to serve on the board of the Bible College of RCCGNA. Okay. I didn't apply for it. I didn't ask for it. As a matter of fact, I didn't want any title or anything. I said, okay, sir. I will serve to the best of my ability. And then, on Wednesday, was it, or Thursday? I can't remember. Thursday, then I got the official letter. 10 pages. And I read the thing, and I found out that within the board, there were subcommittees, and I am the chairman of one of the subcommittees. I can choose whoever I want to work with me. And I said to my wife, you know, like in Igbo language, I wanna no more. They have killed me, oh. I say, yay. God have mercy, help me, oh Lord. What am I going to do? I don't have the ability for this. My wife was like, what's happening? Is it, you got the letter? I said, yes. So I now read it to her. Then I called the chairman back. I said this with all humility because I still don't know how I'm going to do it. And I said, sir, I got the letter. I just want to say thank you for the trust you have in me. Oh, it was like, oh, Pastor Carl, yes, I know you would do your best, this and that. And the allowance, if it's not enough, let us know. We will. I didn't read allowance there. He said it himself, and I'm like, honey, there is allowance. Allowance for allowance. The truth of the matter is, I'm not even saying yes, I will do it because of any benefit. And he's there, oh, if it's not enough, let us know. We'll give you more. So what am I trying to say? I still don't know why, to be honest with you. I still don't know why me. I still don't know why it must be me. But immediately I went before God and I said, Lord, I thank you because you must have trusted me with this. You must know that I can't do it. But you know that I can't do it by myself. You know that I don't have the capability or the know-how. I need your help. This is the letter, Lord. Teach me what to do. And that has been my prayer with thanksgiving on a daily basis. I said, thanksgiving can elicit the miraculous in your life. And many times it starts with a step. For David, he started with a step to play for the mad king and then eventually assuming the throne. Is somebody ready this morning? Who is going to rise up on their feet? And they are ready to thank God with me. And they are ready to lift up their voice. We are going to continue this message next week. Because you have to get everything that God has put in my heart. I want you to lift up your voice and begin to praise God. Thank Him for creating you. Thank Him for enabling you. Thank Him for giving you grace. Thank Him for loving you. Thank him for his favor upon your life. Thank him from the bottom of your heart. I can't hear your voice. Tell him, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for seeking me out. Thank you for finding me out. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise and glory.